for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, Phil. My name is Andrew Smelton. There was just a call on my phone. I'm trying to call back to see what it's about.
Oh, hi. Hi, Andrew. Yeah, we've been trying to reach you for the last couple of days. We've been trying to get in touch with you to make sure we get service installed at your location.
Yeah, we're going to scrap you guys because we had three bad experiences, and we're not going to follow through. We were scheduled for hookup June 28th or 29th. It was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The guys came. Oh, we can't get through the pipe. We can't do it. We'll come back next Saturday, the Saturday after 4th of July. They came back the following Saturday. They ran some lines from all the way up the street, or it was going to be from down the street, because when the lines were installed in the road, there wasn't a junction box or whatever put close to our house.
Okay.
So they had to come out of the ground, up a neighbor, two houses down, pole, which is quite a ways away, come down the poles, come down our pole. They put it underground in the existing pole that was there. They had to rip out our old phone line, and they hooked us up, and there was no connection, probably because they ran the fiber so long. I work at MarkerTech. We manufacture audio and video supplies, cables, wires. We make fiber here. That's
mm-hmm.
an awful long run to go with the fiber, number one, from management and engineering team that I spoke to here. So Friday or last Saturday when they couldn't hook it up from July, they said, oh, we'll come back Monday. You don't have to be here. And we will have you connected. We're going to text you your password and sign-on information. Monday came and went, nothing. Tuesday came and went, nothing, until I got a phone call trying to schedule an appointment when we were told we didn't even have to be there on Monday. And then on Facebook, there's all kinds of bad things with people that just got you. They keep losing service. And with us being a new customer and like three strikes, you guys are out. We shut our cable off in the meantime. I mean, it has not been a pleasant experience. So I'd appreciate it if you would just cancel our account, and we're not gonna follow through.
All right. I'm sorry for the bad experience you've had, and I will very much so reach out to the right department to make sure this gets canceled out for you. So that way you're not receiving any more calls from us, just so that we're aware of what's going on from a team's aspect.
I explained this to the woman that called me last week when I was shopping after I got out of work. I explained it to her on the phone, and I've gotten two more phone calls since.
I know. And all righty, so I'll make sure we get this information passed on.
Right.
So that
you
way,
can make a note on there because I'm going to block this number because I can't give you guys any more of my time. We're going to call Planet or maybe get our Spectrum just hooked back up.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mrs. Smelton?
No, thank you. If you could get me off the calling list and dissolve the account that was started,
mm-hmm.
you have the address. You know where I'm at.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I thank you very much, and I'm not coming down at you, but I'm getting tired of explaining the same situation over and over again. This Friday, I've been listening to NSYNC all day, and I'm 60 years old, so I'm having a good day.
I understand. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call back here at Arch Top Fiber, Mrs. Smelton, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, too. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.